Brett Lear, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with me today, and congratulations on your selection as the new director of the Garfield County Library District. Talk about why you applied for this job.
I did live in Denver, Colorado for 13 years. So, you know, when I first saw the job posting, to see that Glenwood Springs, and that was in Garfield County, that really excited me, because when I lived in Denver, friends and I used to travel out to Garfield County on long weekends to go to Glenwood Springs and that. So I think the location, you know, knowing the quality of life in Colorado, those were certainly the things that immediately caught my eye.
Tell us a little bit about your experience and what skills you bring to a rural library district.
Well, I've been in libraries since I was 18. Started as a shelver at the University of Florida, and you know, worked at New York Public Library and Colorado and libraries in Oregon and now California. So I'm kind of a lifer when it comes to libraries. As far as working in a more rural environment, when I was director at Martin County Library System in Martin County, Florida, that was certainly a rural county. We had libraries that stretched all the way into the Everglades. So serving rural communities has certainly been something that I've done in my past. As far as skills, you know, really love to engage with the community. So looking forward to getting out and meeting folks, you know, throughout the different towns in Garfield County. So I think I'm good at community engagement. You know, as I said, lifelong librarian, so very dedicated to the profession. And then I do, you know, I recently received a master's of business administration, and, you know, certainly all libraries, Garfield County included, can always use some additional funding. So I certainly want to bring those skills to bear on the job and see what other funding opportunities we have for Garfield County libraries.
Well, you say you're a lifer in the library system.
Yeah.
And you started off as a shelver, yeah, putting stuff on the shelf, right?
Right, exactly.
What hooked you on libraries?
You know, at first I got into libraries, you know, just because I had a Pell Grant and I had to do some type of student work. So, you know, libraries sounded like a good deal. In Florida, they're air-conditioned and all that. So, you know, they seem like a peaceful place, and I love to read. So that's what initially got me in the door, you know, but then I just fell in love with them, you know, the whole idea of literacy and reading. And, you know, a lot of what librarians do is help others, you know, connect the books and information. You know, I just think that their mission is so philanthropic. It's definitely a no harm profession. You know, we just do good. So it's always been a career that I can definitely really feel proud of and know that I'm in something that's, you know, adding value to the community.
Why do libraries continue to remain relevant in the digital age?
You know, libraries aren't just about books. Libraries instill a love of reading in children. I've got a 5-year-old, and, you know, I don't want to plop them down in front of a computer, you know, for 2 or 3 hours, but I certainly love to take them to the library. You know, librarians, they're not, you know, in front of your computer when you Google. So a librarian can, you know, sit in front of your child and read a book to them or teach them a skill. So there's that aspect. Absolutely, some people can, you know, go buy a book on Amazon, but there's a whole lot of people out there that either can't afford to do that or choose not to do it. So a library is a free place to get books, information, computer access, because there's still a whole lot of folks out there that without libraries, they just wouldn't have access to those things.
Brett Lear, congratulations again on your directorship of the Garfield County Library District, and we'll see you in about a month.
Okay.